seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 20. And Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. The 11th chapter of the Hebrews and verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. These last four words dropped into my heart yesterday, and it greatly concerned me where to find them, and I had to beg of the Lord that he would show me where they were in the Word of God concerning things to come. And since that, this morning we've had two confirmations of it. The first, I picked up the Daily Light for the readings today, and that 27th chapter which we read of Genesis was found in it. And I felt that was a wonderful confirmation, and then what we have just sung. Because both Jacob and Esau desired a blessing. And we find in that beautiful hymn, don't we? Above the hymn, I will not let thee go, and in it, the blessing that Jacob desired. And I want his help, and may the Holy Spirit anoint me to look at this word a little. First of all, it's found in this 11th chapter of the Hebrews and the blessed catalogue of those that all died in faith. And oh, that the Lord in this dark and solemn day may bless us each with a grain of that faith that those dear souls recorded in this 11th chapter were favoured with. We read, don't we, in the chapter, these all died in faith. And what a blessed end that'll be to you and to me if we're among those that die in faith. But what a solemn thing if we know nothing of living faith to be granted to us, and we die like the ungodly in our sin. Now we read in the text, by faith. Notice the wording of it. By faith. It wasn't Isaac's choice. It wasn't man's choice that the blessing should descend upon Jacob. It was God's choice. Though we know, as we read in the lesson in that 27th chapter of Genesis, that Isaac was deceived by Jacob coming to him disguised as his brother, yet God overruled it. Isaac blessed him in faith. You see, it was the custom throughout the old days to bless the offspring, and the eldest would particularly receive a special blessing. And dear Rebecca, Isaac's wife and mother of these two sons, Jacob and Esau, was a most gracious lady, and she had the discernment given to her that Jacob should receive the greater blessing. And the reason for this was because what God had said to her while they were in the womb. You remember there was that great struggle going on within her when she carried them. And she inquired of the Lord what it all meant. She couldn't understand it. But the Lord was pleased to unfold it to her, wasn't he? And what did he say? That Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Think how solemn it must have been to her that one of those that she carried was a real child of God and the other was a child of wrath. It was a very searching time for her, wasn't it? But oh, the faith she was given and the wonderful grace. She had a special love to dear old Jacob, her beloved son. And she longed for the Lord to bless him. And the Lord was to grant him. And you see, that blessing the Lord was to give him was a wonderful blessing. And we read of how the Lord granted it to him. And we read this, therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be every one that blesseth thee. And you know that wonderful blessing that Isaac was enabled to speak to Jacob was to be wonderfully fulfilled right through his life. He was a poor sinner, Jacob was, just like you and just like I, and he was prone to make mistakes and prone to wander. But the Lord wonderfully favoured him. And you think in the following chapter, when he was faced with Esau and those 400 men against him, and how wonderfully, and may we know a little of that blessing, how wonderfully as he lay down to sleep, the Lord appeared. And he saw that ladder, didn't he? From earth to heaven. He says, set up on the earth and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angel of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, and listen to the blessing. May the Lord grant it to each one of us here. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And then listen to what followed. And behold, oh, what a wonderful promise. You see, our text speaks this. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Things to come. And that's what so rested upon me. And you see, faith, faith will look forward to the things to come. It reaches out for them. Well, let me use a simple illustration before I name this blessing the Lord gave to Jacob. All those blessed prophets and great matriarchs of old through the Old Testament, they all looked for the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus, for those things that were to come. Faith looked for them. And when Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, it was concerning things to come, not just at this present time and what they were in. Though the blessing that Isaac gave them was for not only for that day, but for that to come. And think of what the Lord said to dear old Jacob here, as he was faced with this great army of Esau. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, what a blessing Jacob was to receive. And it wasn't just for that day. You know, the Lord, when he promised, that sweet promise was to fulfill it all the way through the life of Jacob. Oh, he was. We think too of that beautiful word in blessing that the Lord gave to Abraham. In blessing, I will bless thee. And that blessing was to descend right the way through the generations. Oh, it was. And may we be the recipients of the same blessing. But oh, you see, Isaac was to be used again in the blessing of Esau. But let us remember, the blessing of Esau was just for time. This is a very searching point that seemed to so rest upon me. When the Lord blessed Jacob, the blessing was not just for time. There are many, you know, that are blessed just for time. And as soon as the end comes, they know no more the blessing. They know it for time because it was temporal blessings. Many can speak of temporal blessings, but what about those blessings that are eternal? And when Esau was to receive his part of the blessing, what did he say? And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him, and not Esau, but Jacob, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke apart from off thy neck. And all you think of that blessing, it was for time. May we ever be exercised that the blessings of the Lord may not just be for time. And the old preachers used to often preach of the eternal blessings of the Lord. You see, that promise Jacob was given, which I read to you, how the Lord promised to be with him in all places whithersoever he went, was not just for time. It was an eternal blessing. The sweet assurance of heaven at last. And now we find in our text, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Things to come. The future is wisely hid from us, but there are those things to come that are certain. And let us begin by looking at this, the certainty of death. Things to come, either come to you, either come to me. There's no escaping of it. The youngest one here, the eldest one here, both must die, and each one of us. Have we that blessing that will stand us in good stead when we come to that hour? Things to come. You may say, and the young ones may, well, we have many days, many years before. We're told the old must die, but the young may do. And how many graves this poor preacher has stood by of even babies. All must die. Why? Because of all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But have we faith to look forward to the blessed day when we shall see the dear Redeemer as he is? It's like one dear old saint said years ago, when I get to heaven, I will not see the Lord Jesus for the first time. Why could he say that? Because he'd seen him here by living faith. But then to see him without a veil between. Paul said, didn't he, to the church of old, we see as through a glass darkly, but then we shall see him without a veil between. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. But then, may we ever keep that searching point before us, things to come. We must all die. And may that ever be kept before us. Think not of the morrow, Jesus said, for the morrow shall take for the things concerning itself. And poor soul, we're so often thinking about the morrow, and many things we got to do, or in the coming week. A dear old man used to be a good friend of mine. He died in 1975. He used to farm many acres, and he said to me, you know, I farm as I am going to live forever, but I live a day at a time. He said, you know, I can plan this or that, a rotation of crops or whatever, but whether I shall live to see them is another thing. And that's what concerns me. He said, the things to come are vital. The things concerning eternity. But I want to go a little further with this. You say there were many things to come in the life, and I particularly want to dwell with Jacob. In the life of Jacob, wasn't there? And it's very wonderful, you know, and may the Lord give us such a sweet promise. That promise that I named earlier, behold, I will be with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, was a wonderful word, you know. It was things to come, wasn't it? You look at a few of the places Jacob was to come into. Look at the famine that was to come upon the land, and yet think of the promise that Isaac spoke to him of how the Lord would give him corn and wine. And you look how the Lord wonderfully provided. He could look back in his life when he came to his dying bed, and there in the land of Goshen, he could look back, and what could he say? The God which fed me all my life long unto this day. And you look how he could look back and see how the Lord had fulfilled the promise in giving him corn and wine. But that promise was for things to come, you see. We read, don't we, concerning the barrel of meal, that it shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Sometimes, you know, Jacob had to come to this, where the barrel of meal was almost dry, almost empty. He scraped the bottom of it, but the promise never failed, did it? He wasn't left empty. He got near to the point. And like in the day of famine when they went down to Egypt to buy corn. And it may be in your pathway, and looking at it first in Providence, there may be the times where, like with many of our godly forefathers, they hardly had 2 pence to rub together. They were dependent upon the Lord, you see, to fulfill the promise concerning things to come. And you look in the life of Jacob concerning things to come, how the Lord provided for him. His daily food, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. It's a wonderful thing. Some of us can look back in our early days and see the wonderful provisions of heaven. Things to come. The promise. What did the Lord speak through the apostle to the church at Philippi? But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you look how the apostle could speak that because he'd proved it. The Lord had supplied his every need. Concerning things to come. But then, look at Jacob. When he was faced with all the enemies he had, you think of the thorn in his side that Esau was for some years. He was continually under threat from Esau, his brother, and from his enemies, the enemies of Jacob. But you look how the Lord was with him, and look how the Lord protected him in things to come. You see, this promise was to stand. Concerning things to come. And it may be before you and before me, there are those things which to come, the things of affliction, the things of trial, the things of temptation, the things of disappointment, the things of loss. You think of the Apostle Paul, when he said this, I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I might win Christ and be found in him. Oh, things to come. Now, those things to come, Isaac had a wonderful view by faith of Jacob's life, you know, when he blessed him. And it wasn't just the blessing that Isaac was giving him. It was the blessing of the Lord. What Isaac said were God's words to him. Oh, they were. It's like the blessing of Jacob when he blessed his sons. You read that 49th chapter of Genesis. It's a wonderful chapter, you know. All the blessing that was to descend upon each one of them. A particular blessing. And then you can go in the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. And Moses at his closing hours of his life blesses all the 12 tribes of Israel. The blessing was to come. And may it be that as we venture into 2014, the things to come, have we that faith to look like Isaac did to those things to come? Let's just turn aside from the temporal things. Look at the spiritual. Think of the blessings the Lord gave to dear old Jacob. There's hardly a man that walked the earth, you know, that was more blessed than he was with those spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. If ever a man was blessed, he was. And those blessings were eternal. He had living contact with the Lord. He continually had to pray his way along, dependent upon the God of heaven. And you look how many times the Lord spoke to him. Many times through his life, you know. And may it be so with you and with me as we consider things to come. What a mercy if we can say with the hymn writer, isn't it? All must come and last and end as shall please. My heavenly friend. It's a wonderful word that is, isn't it? All must come and last and end as shall please, my heavenly friend. Things to come where you come into bondage because of your sin. Jacob was a sinner. We have read in that 27th chapter of Genesis, don't we? The Lord shows us there some of his sin in deceiving. Solemn thing, you know, to deceive any. We're answerable for it before God. May we never be left to be like Judas and a deceiver. Who perished in his deception. But oh, to be like Jacob, you know, dear old Jacob, the difference between Jacob being a deceiver and the difference between Judas was this. Jacob was brought to repent over his sin. Judas never did. He died in it. And you think how solemn. What does the hymn writer say? Treat all as deceivers that lead not to Christ. Oh, to be among, as the hymn writer goes on, those holy believers that rest upon him concerning things to come. Now, oh, to be delivered from those sins. The prospect, you see, of pardon. Jacob was blessed with it. Judas never was, because he was never brought to repentance. Things to come. But what is so rested upon me, and this is really what, when the text dropped in, seemed to so arrest me, really. What are we really concerned about? You know, so often we are concerned about temporal things, aren't we? Sometimes they take me over, they do. And they take my poor mind over. Temporal things. But are we not concerned about those things that are eternal? Have you this morning, like Jacob, that had things that so concerned him, regarding his soul, regarding his pathway, regarding the future, regarding a wife, regarding, it may be, we want young ones, a husband or whatever, regarding your work or employment, the things that concern us. There's a beautiful word that's been made very precious to many of the Lord's people in that 138th Psalm. And what does the psalmist say? The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Now the Lord knows in your heart and in mine what those things that really concern us. Just as he knew concerning Isaac in blessing his sons, those things that really concerned him. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. You look at the future, don't you? You look at the unknown way. And things look ever so dark. Maybe in your pathway. They look ever so dark in Zion, don't they? They look ever so dark in the nation. Things to come. None of us know what will come, as I said earlier. But that is all in the hand of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing when we can leave all our concerns with him. He can perfect that which concerns. And what will the Lord perfect? That which is his own work. You see, the work going on in the heart of Jacob was God's work. He was to work for Jacob right the way through his life. The Lord was. And those things that were to come in Jacob's life were all in the Lord's hand. And what a mercy it is if you and I can feel this morning, have that faith to view, like Isaac did here, those things to come are all in the hands of the eternal God. Nothing will come upon you by chance. If you look through the life of Jacob, and it was a wonderful life, you know. You look how every detail was all in the hands of his God. And Jacob could view the wonders God alone could do. So you have those things that concern you. And oh, may we be helped to commit them all to the Lord, to leave them with him, and to watch the Lord work. You think how the great famine in the land of Canaan concerned Jacob ever so much. And you look how the Lord had wonderfully gone before in sending Joseph down there. The provision of heaven. And it was all in the hands of Jacob's God. What is very wonderful about Jacob, you know, well, many things, but one particular thing was the living contact he had with the Lord. You know, when the Lord showed him, as I spoke earlier about that ladder from earth to heaven, and how many times Jacob had to climb it, didn't he? And make his request known unto God. And you think with the things that concern you this morning, the things to come, there's those beautiful promises, isn't there? Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Cast in all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now in these things to come that may concern you and exercise you, may we have the faith to look wholly to heaven in them. Because our text speaks, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. He didn't bless him in any other way but by faith. And faith has a long view, you know. I remember your late beloved pastor preaching that beautiful word I often quote. Let thine eyes look right on and thine eyelids straight before thee. And when he started the sermon, he said, friends, what does it mean? It means a long view. Let thine eyes look right on. Take an illustration of it. Look at the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Unbelief immediately creeps in. How shall we fare through this wilderness? How shall we overcome all these obstacles and these enemies through the wilderness, all the difficulties, the roughness of the way and so on? But what was faith to do? The trouble was with them, and it is often with us. Well, I speak it personally, I'll leave the other with you, but we haven't got the long view, have we? The long view with the children of Israel when the Lord brought them out of Egypt was Canaan's happy land. But they didn't keep the land in view, did they? They were looking like us and like Peter at the waves and the many obstacles in the journey and the many enemies. Let thine eyes look right on and thine eyelids straight before thee. You know, dear old Jacob was blessed with some blessed views of heaven, Canaan's happy land. And may we this morning by faith know the blessing. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. The Holy Spirit has wonderfully put this. You will see that he records it just as the blessing was given in Genesis 27. Jacob was put first. What did the Lord say? the elder shall serve the younger. The Lord told Rebecca that. And look at it spiritually in your heart and mind. The old nature, the old man of sin, must serve the younger Christ. Well, I must leave it because of time, but in conclusion, oh, may we have that faith to look forward like those dear saints throughout the Old Testament to the glorious coming of the dear Redeemer. Faith will look forward to that day. What does the hymn writer say concerning heaven? My soul anticipates the day. Would mount up on wings and fly away to joys beyond the skies. And that's where faith will be looking. And he'll be looking for those eternal blessings of heaven. But while we are here, may we be as the hymn writer. While our days on earth are lengthened, may we lend them, Lord, to thee.